Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today we're doing our whole show on creating coherence and stability and peace in the midst of or after the election. Because a lot of people I know are freaking out, a lot of people are in a lot of anxiety. There's probably huge, more anxiety than I've seen on the planet in a really long time. And this is all about really creating that peace in the midst of whatever you're feeling so that you can be healthy and whole and do whatever work you need to do. So that's our intention, is to really create that bubble of stillness where you're still completely present and in the flow and ready to work with whatever energies are moving. So that's our intention. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the school. We do have the next semester starting January 17th, and for both the sound healing program, certificate and associate degree, and the audio recording program, two separate programs. And so the sound healing program is about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've been doing it over 15 years now. And we've got a full range of instructors where you get a wide perspective. There's no other program like it on the planet, really. It's really very cool. Here at the school, you get to practice a lot because we've got the entire store full of instruments that you get to play with. We've got over 100 crystal and Tibetan bowls. And we do a lot of practice on each other. We also go through, you know, how sound affects you, down to the cellular level, the frequencies for different parts of the body. We go through all the different aspects of working with sound emotionally for emotional health, mentally to create brainwave entrainment, and spiritually, which is the best part, which, by the way, we've got a class called the Sound of Love class that's coming up on December 3rd and 4th for the whole weekend. It's only $160. And that's kind of the spiritual aspect. Besides, the most important aspect of spirit is really going to a place where we're all one and you know everything. And then you need no more classes ever again. So that certificate program, which is the first semester of the associate degree, starts January 17th here at the Institute. It's Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And if you were to pay in full by December 1st, you can still get a discount on both the certificate or the associate degree program. We also have the same program online, and you could start just about every 2 weeks. The next start time is actually December 1st, and that's a couple of nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time, and then Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you can't make any of the classes, you can always catch it by video, or you can do video even if you saw the class, in case you want to review it or go over it. And that's both the certificate and associate degree online. Works really well. We still do toning, chanting, mantras. We have you do some practice on people individually, you know, on friends and family. But we do actually a lot of work together on each other with sound in the actual classes. So if you can't make it out, it still works really well. We also have the summer intensive that is starting, I think, around June 7th or something like that, give or take a few days, for 2 weeks, which is half of the certificate program. So if you wanted to come out and stay here, you can even stay at the school. That's an option as well. And then we have the other half of the certificate program in August for another 2 weeks. You can also do that second half online if you like, because the first half in June is the classes that are best done here. And then you can continue on into the degree program. We also have the audio recording program starting January 18th. That teaches you how to run Pro Tools, or if you're already working on other programs, you can actually use them like Logic or Ableton. and teaches you how to do audio production from a sound healing perspective, even if you're doing dance music or any other style of music. It teaches you how to use technique to record, mix, and produce music that will affect people in the most profound and deep way possible. So we bring in information about how sound affects you, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, in not as much detail as in the sound healing program, but we do incorporate it and provide techniques. I mean, we teach you how to do binaural beats to entrain people into different brainwave states. We also teach you how to synchronize music to the sound of the breath and actually have the key of the song fit the actual tempo of the song. A lot of things like that. Not to mention that I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio that shows all different styles of mixes visually. Ultimately, we're creating a whole mixing program where you can actually grab these bubbles, which are floating between the speakers in 3D with 3D glasses or virtual reality, and you can reach up and grab them and control the mix. In surround sound, these images are floating around the room in full 3D. And with a virtual reality helmet, you can walk into the middle of the room and grab a sound with a data glove and move it around or throw it and bounce it off the walls, and it will fly around the room in surround sound. We're also working on a virtual reality system where you can look down and see a graphic of inside of your body. You could see your nervous system or organs or circulatory system or any part of the body you want to focus on, including chakras and auras. And you can take a sacred geometry image and put it in that graphic of your body in virtual reality, and it will move the sound up and down on the sound table so you feel it inside your body right where you're seeing it. So we're also doing things like that as well. The audio program also, we just started, if you wanted to jump in, but we'll have another online version of the audio recording program starting in January or February, besides the classes here at the Institute. So we also have an open house coming up on, January 15th, our next open house. Although if you're interested, you're always welcome to set up an appointment and we can show you around, or you can always come into the store anytime. We're open Tuesday to Saturday, 11 to 5. We also have, we might be having another Crystal Bowl concert as well in December. We haven't really scheduled it yet. We also have our Sound Healing Store, where we've got tons of different things. It's also online at soundoflove.com. We've got crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got tingshas. We've got hand drums. We've got like sansulas, which are like little kalimbas that you can put on the body. We've got tuning forks, full range of tuning forks, and tuned to auspicious frequencies and different systems. We've got sound tables and sound lounges, which are really effective, really good for anything neurological, also for good for muscles, but especially good for relaxation and sleep or PTSD. We've got some people that are using it in PTSD centers, the sound tables, and it's really effective. We also sell sound pillows that you can put on top of you while you're on the sound table. And we also sell the sound pod, the bass pod, which is a little subwoofer that you can put right on the body. And we have different frequencies from the Germans, actually, a long time ago, that are really well researched for nerves, tendons, ligaments, muscles, that you can put right on the body. You can use headphones on the body, but the bass pod is even more powerful. We also have, I've got probably about 60 CDs that are really effective. If you want to check out all the different CDs as well at soundoflove.com. We also have the therapy center where we do a full range of treatments. We can find your soul note. We can do that on Skype with a webcam where we play each of the 12 notes and find which note you're at peace. We can also find your voice note, which is the best note to do toning to, in case you want to buy a crystal bowl. Your soul note's really good for that too. We can do voice analysis to find out what frequencies are missing in your system and give you a CD in that key. We can also do tuning fork treatments. We do massage on the sound table. Full range of treatments, including voice as well. And that's at soundtherapycenter.com. Finally, we also have the Research Foundation, where we have over 100 clinical research papers. We also have a database of practitioners that's just now being started. So you can find a practitioner that does a specific type of work or works on specific issues. We also have a list of all of our student papers. There's over 300 student research papers. Some of them are incredible. A lot of them are really incredible that you can search. And that's at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. Soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. We got also the genome project we're working on, where we're mapping out every frequency in the body, every cell, every organ, every endocrine gland, every material in the body, everything there is in the body, to create a new system for doing or resonating the body into health, into harmony. So again, that's at soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. So yeah, what's happening right now? As a lot of people stressed out, not to mention that, you know, the first thing is, it's like, let me explain what I want to do here so you get the idea of where we're headed. I want to give you some things, talk about some of the feelings that I've got about the election and that have been resonating. We've been doing this workshop that I'm doing right now. Basically, we've been doing it for the last week and a half, where we've done it online for the online classes. We did it in the classes here at the Institute, and we did a meetup, and it was really profound in every case to bring people into a state of coherence and stillness and peace and love. And that doesn't mean that you still don't do activism and stand up for your rights and stuff, but it gives you more power and more stability and more homeostasis, more coherence to be able to manifest what you need to do, what you feel that's important for you to do. So, you know, there's a lot of things, you know. At first, you know, I was thinking, my first thought is, oh my God, we just, you know, elected somebody that's president that is sexist and racist, and now a lot of people are going to think it's okay to be sexist and racist, especially after the videos that, you know, where Trump was saying that he was, like, you know, harassing women and stuff. And so, but then a lot of people have said, well, you know, what that's doing is it's allowing people, it's bringing it up so that people are telling their kids and having discussions about it, about how bad that is. So in a way, it is really creating this, it's bringing it up to be healed. It's bringing up to, so it's really in our face. It's making it so that people are much more conscious about it in another way. So that's the really positive side of that. A lot of people also say that, in one respect, and this is really interesting, because when we had our meetup and we went around, there was a lot of really positive thoughts about what's going on. First of all, I can put it this way. Let me put this. This is a little out there, but, you know, that's why we're here, to have some fun. So Corey Good, who is supposedly in a secret space program, said that the cabal, which is the dark forces that are trying to instill fear in us so we can be controlled, which, you know, could be just the heads of the banks for that matter, but there's these dark forces are actually scared of having Trump as president because they said that if Hillary were president, she would still be the puppet that all the presidents are, so that she would still be easily controllable because she's into making a bunch of money and still, you know, having all the power. And so she's not going to rock the boat because she wants to continue that power. Whereas Trump is really a wild card, that he could actually not subscribe to that regular system, which he's not. The only problem, he's also got his own dark side, where he's bringing in a lot of like, you know, really people that aren't really for helping everybody, I believe. But also what he's doing is he's resonating that energy of thinking for yourself instead of thinking for based on the status quo. And that's very cool, even though he's thinking for himself, for himself. That's a good way to put it. Thinking for himself, right? Or thinking for himself for us in the U.S., as opposed to all of humanity that we're a part of, you know? So that's one positive aspect of this being able to actually resonate the energy of, you know, pulling back the veil and having us all really think for ourselves and not really subscribe to the patterns and be at mercy of all the patterns. But on the other hand, the thing that is, it's probably the most troublesome for me, is the environment. Because if we don't take care of our environment, you know, there could be no going back. And so at the Institute, in our classes here at the Institute, there's a woman who works for the Environmental Protection Agency. And she said that the day after the election, they were all given notice. So they're all going to be gone. And of course, the new person that's being hired for the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, I forget his or her name, but they have been the number one outspoken person of getting rid of the Environmental Protection Agency. Also, they've already said that they will be drilling on public lands, you know, now, where they haven't been. Also, they said in California that California actually has control of the coast over the federal government for 9 miles out. But after 9 miles, the federal government can actually start drilling if they want to. So, and not to mention the fact that Trump is actually planning on dumping the agreement for us to limit our greenhouse gases in so many years that signed last year in Europe. So all of that makes me a little stressed out. I mean, actually, you know, a lot of my information, I listen to NPR a good amount, and a lot of my information comes from there. And actually, probably the thing that stresses me out the most is the thought that we could lose NPR. I mean, the Republicans have already tried to shut it down many times, but now there could actually be, the funding could be pulled for it. And that would mean that a lot of the communication about and the opposition to really balance things out could be wiped out. So there are some things that are very disconcerting, and not to mention all the people that are being hired in the administration that are racist, or having racist orientation and sexist and a lot of other things as well. So regardless of all of this, or inclusive of all of this, it's causing a huge amount of anxiety. If we were to make the sound, and maybe you're listening to this show because I advertised and put it out, or you do, maybe you do have, I assume a lot of people might be listening because I advertised in there, they have anxiety about it as well. Even if you don't have anxiety, it's really easy to pick up on the anxiety of others around you. You know, it's like even, I remember the few days after the election, we were actually doing some meditations outside of, on Lake Merritt in Oakland. And there was helicopters flying. In fact, a lot of people in the online classes said that they were hearing helicopters all the time. And it was really interesting because the sound of the helicopters reminded me of that anxiety, that right, that a lot of people are feeling. So let's do this, if you like. Think of or tune in to that anxiety, that angst. It could be anger. It could be grief. Whatever you're feeling about out you're feeling after this election, tune into that energy. We won't do it long because we don't want to resonate and really bring it up too much, but tune into it now. And even if you've already dealt with it, because it's been a week and a half now, go ahead and tune back into all that anxiety and that energy and make the sound of it. Play with it. Any sound that comes up, just play with it to help bring it up, to have it healed. And I'll do it as well. Little intense, huh? That sound is not good for your body. It is not good for your heart. It is not good for your nervous system. It is not good for any organ in your body or any cell. It is an incoherent, chaotic vibration. Now, if you're feeling sadness and grief, I've been a little, not depressed, but a little low energy because, you know, since I'm listening to NPR, a lot of this is what I'm hearing now, is I'm kind of immersed in it a lot. But that, you know, I have to say, and it's very important, grief and sadness is okay. Now, it's natural to feel grief or sadness. After a long time, it's nice to move above it to another level of where it's okay and gratitude for what you have or what you had. But really, you know, to feel like, oh, this, you know, I just really don't feel good because I'm sad. The second you let it be okay to be sad, then you can feel fine. As I always say, we love sad songs. Just let it be okay to be sad. So when what we're doing today is moving energy, the chaotic energy out, but if you're still feeling sad, it's okay to feel sad. But we can also move through that. I had a student in my online class and we were talking about grief and she said, oh yeah, my husband died 2 years ago. And she said, I cry every day, sometimes two or three times a day for 2 years. I'm like, whoa, well, maybe it's time to move through the grief. A lot of people say grief has no deadline. But the truth is, you can really focus on other energies. You have the mastery and consciousness to be able to focus your energy wherever you want. So you could focus on a higher perspective where you are not the grief. You are just watching the grief, and you are also just looking at it from a higher perspective. Let me give you a higher perspective that can be very cool, and this can be very helpful. It is all perfect. I tend to believe that we are on a ever, maybe not that fast, although maybe it's faster than we know, but we are on an ascending spiral. Actually, I think of it as an ascending line going up of consciousness. We are getting more and more conscious, we are getting more and more aware, more. There's a plan of higher consciousness. In fact, it's kind of hard to not get better in one respect because of anything that happens, we have that awareness of it. So I believe, and a lot of course, spiritual leaders say that we are ascending, we are going into a higher consciousness, right? I believe that's happening. So that no matter what happens, it's actually on the greater plan, it's exactly what needs to happen. Like this is exactly what needs to happen to bring things up, to be healed, exactly like we're talking about. It's exactly what needs to happen, perhaps, to bring up the dark side of people that are not tuning in to the oneness where we are all one being, where we are naturally compassionate, where, you know, instead where it's bringing up that aspect where people are selfish, that is really not our natural way of being. Okay. I mean, Alice Bailey said that World War II, even though we had as many as 60 million people die in World War II, was the best thing that ever happened to this planet. It broke down a lot of structures that were really dark, and it also opened more hearts than the planet's ever had. Because when you have family members that die, your heart is open to them. When you have family members or people you know that are hurt, your heart opens. I mean, even Tom Kenyon said that Fukushima was one of the biggest heart openings we've had since World War II, because everybody's heart was not only open for all the people and having compassion for all the people that died, but also for the fact that we may be destroying our planet now, and we may not be able to live on it. So I think the similar thing has happened. I've actually noticed a huge amount of camaraderie and love and sharing and connection between a lot more than I've seen in a long time between the people I know that are on the same side, at least, you know, but still there's a lot more connection. It's kind of like when you have an earthquake around here. I remember every time there's been a major earthquake around here, it's like people are outside talking to their neighbors. I mean, I remember the first time I met my neighbors was when we had earthquakes, you know, and where I used to live. It was, you know, so it's like all of a sudden in the midst of all of this, it's connecting people and opening people's hearts. So regardless of the dip, I still believe that it's actually in perfect alignment for exactly where we're headed, right? It may be a dip, but it's maybe exactly the dip we need to actually put a complete kibosh and really bring up all this shadow and dark side of greed and selfishness, you know, and the whole world, and to be healed. So that's the really positive aspect. Now, the whole point is to really, even if you feel that you need to go out and do activism or go on marches, there's a march going on right now on Market Street right here in San Francisco. If you feel that you need to do this work, which I think is very important, especially could it become very important to really be able to protect our rights, possibly, right? So if you need to do this work, the whole point here, or even if you don't, the whole point here is to not be running the energy of ah, or arr, or or but to be running the energy of a coherent frequency of or or ah. The vowels create a consistent waveform that brings you to peace. Also, all the higher emotions of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, they also are always associated with the vowels. I've been asking people to make the sound of these emotions over the last 15 years, and never has a single person ever made a sound like, ah, for compassion, gratitude, love, or joy. It's always, and here's the main point that I've often say in these shows. A consistent vibration is the definition of peace. A frequency consistently humming is the definition of peace. All these other vibrations are not peaceful. And when you're peaceful, all these vibrations of fear and anger and such, not that those can't be good to motivate you, but you don't hang out there because it's not good for your body, it's not good for your emotions, and it's not good for manifesting things and for doing, even if you want to go out and do activism, it's not good to come from that place. To come from a place of peace and stillness is the whole deal. Now, I always point out there's a basic law of resonance that manages how everything in the universe works. And that is a strong vibration will overcome a weaker vibration and cause the weaker vibration to be entrained into the stronger vibration. This is the basis of that if you just run love, it is the best thing you can do because it will create a strong vibration that will overcome. And eventually, when there's enough people running that energy, it will overcome any other energy. For example, let me give you an example. I always say, you know, in Mount Shasta, they say there are 3 million Lemurians living in Mount Shasta in love and light all the time. Right? And I always say, I've done meditations where I say, what if you were to go into a room of 3 million people living in love and light all the time? Well, based on the law of resonance, you would be in that energy of love and light very quickly, right? Most likely, poof, you would be in that energy and probably never come back. Well, if we got enough people on the planet with we got 400,000 babies born today. There's like 17 million babies, you know, under the age of one. And we got all the percentages, all the people that are running love and light at least a percentage of the time. Those people add up. We got all the people that are, in gratitude all the time. We got all the animals, all the doggies, all the kitties. I mean, we got a huge field of love and light on the planet. And eventually it will overcome others. So then I think, what if you were to put Trump in a field or inside Mount Shasta? If there's 3 million Lemurians living in love and light, what would happen if he were stuck in that room with 3 million people running love and light consistently all the time? What do you think would happen? That's an interesting thought. I never thought about this until just this moment. What a trip to think about it. What if he were It would probably take a while, but if they're that many people running Love and Light, it's not like he's going to overcome them, you know? I mean, they will continue and that field will remain, and it may take a while, but eventually it will transform him, I believe. It may not transform his mind and his beliefs, but maybe it would. I mean, because actually he would see all that energy. So I do believe that running Love and Light. But then we at the meetups or over the last couple of weeks, a couple of people have said, well, you know, I don't think that's the deal. Running Love and Light is not going to do it. I mean, we're really in trouble here. Some people are really scared, right? And I thought, well, it is the deal. Even if you're going to do activism, it's critical to be in that state. You know, there's a video that I saw of the Dalai Lama. And these three nuns come to him and say, Dalai, we almost blew it today. And he says, what? What happened? And they said, we almost had anger towards the Chinese government. We were almost like them. The second you start running that anger energy, you're doing, you're putting that vibration not only into your body, but out into the world and creating a stronger resonant field, which will overcome. It's already very powerful on the planet. So the trick is, and Baba Ram Dass talks about this in his book, How Can I Help? The trick is, it's critical, if you're going to do activism, to not run this negative energy. This doesn't mean that you don't go do stuff at all, but to not run this energy, because that is not the deal. I have a great example. You know, I used to have a booth at Earth Dance every year when they had it up in Northern California in Laytonville. And it was one year they had a booth next to us that was an activism booth. And they were showing videos of pollution and different things. And it was really interesting because the energy, I mean, we are playing crystal bowls at our booth, right? And running love and toning love and gratitude and all types of things nonstop for like 4 days, right, at the festival. And next door, they're playing these videos. And people, it was so interesting to look next door and see the energy. You could feel it of people going, get them, you know, we really got to do something, God damn it. It was really stark. And it takes mastery to do serious activism and still be at peace and not angry and not upset and not in anxiety. Again, all of that can be a motivating factor, but running that energy is creating that energy on the planet. So that's the key. So let's do meditation to bring us into that state of coherence. You can do it multiple ways. You could do just a consistent tone. Let's do a few here. Let's do a few. Okay, we'll do any vowel. And we'll bring that, the intention is to bring that energy of consistency into the body. Okay, tone along with me, any vowel. notice how that feels. Now, when you add an emotion with that, it's even more powerful. So let's do gratitude. Gratitude for all the caring that people are bringing to this. So do the sound of gratitude with a vowel. Bring it into your body. Okay. Now, for yourself, send love to your own heart with a sound, and I'll do the same. Now, send love, this coherent, consistent vibration, send love to every person on the planet, which is a lot, I think, right now, that are stressed out over this election. I think even some people that voted for Trump are a little worried. All of those people that are running this energy, we're now going to send coherence into them or to them. Let's do love. Or you can do compassion, if you're good at doing compassion. If not, just do love. And send it directly to that chaotic vibration that's being resonated, to harmonize it into a stable, coherent vibration of love or compassion, or just a consistent vowel, okay, and send it directly with the intention of harmonizing it. Yeah. Wow. Now, send this energy to Trump. A friend of mine said last week, you know who's freaking out the most? Trump himself. So send this energy of coherence to Trump now. Peace and stillness. It's the whole deal. Peace and stillness. And from this place, do whatever work you feel is necessary. Or not. Just be in this energy. This is the most important thing. Especially now, it is so critical because so many people all around the world are in this chaotic energy, running it here and there, more or less, certain times, not other times. It's really about a consistent, stable vibration, which are the vowels and also all the sound healing instruments, whether it's crystal bowl, Tibetan bowl, tuning forks, they're all about this stability. Now, what I'd like to do is play a song that resonates this same energy. It's called Enlightenment. It actually even has binaural beats that go from alpha to theta to delta to bring you into that state of coherence. And it's the energy of enlightenment. So it's with this, so we're not going to just listen. With this song, resonate the energy of coherence. Not only for people that are stressed about the election, but also for everybody that's stressed on the whole planet over anything. Food, shelter, being controlled by other powers or economies. Anybody stressed about anything, relationships, health, and wealth. So resonate that energy with this song now. This is the whole deal. To be at peace in the midst of any storm. And now you're ready. Next person you come across that is freaking out about the election, just bring this energy to them. Just hold this energy. Be ready the rest of the weekend in case you come across anybody or in case you come across any wayward thoughts or hear anything that brings anything else up. That's the tricky part now. This is not over. It's going to continue. To be ready with this energy, to be able to hold it for the week, the whole week, in case something comes up, for months to come, for the whole 4 years, for the rest of your life, and lifetimes. May peace remain with you. Take care, and thanks for listening.